I heard a Zane.
Oh my god.
You clearly cannot play Pokemon.
I'm gonna go throw up. I'm not playing Pokemon. I'm gonna go throw up now.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's going on, guys?
Yo. What a do, what Hello. A do.
We are now the official podcast of the 3DS. Right?
Yeah. What's up?
Halfway.
Well, we got 2%. We got 2 in here.
2 out of 4.
I thought it was cool. I saw Leaper play a little bit of Street Fighter on it. Street Fighter, the noob edition, because you can map out.
Yeah, map out combo moves and shit.
The hell?
I gotta admit, this 3D is pretty tight, but I can see how it can screw with your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you, when it says take a 10-minute break, it's not joking.
No, seriously, take that fucking 10 minutes.
Or else it just shuts down and breaks.
That's intense, though. I wonder how they...
How they do that?
How they finally did it.
In gaming news, we're gonna have a funny 3DS review. It's from CNN.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it where they, like... risk all, or tell all the risks about it or whatever, health warning?
No. You'll see. You guys will like it.
Blindness.
Pretty much.
Also, we've been, Leaper and I, and me, without Leaper, have been streaming games on our Justin TV channel. So people that are listening that haven't been to our Justin TV channel, it's at JustinTV, justin.tv/PowerUpPodcast. We streamed some Civilization for a while. Last night I streamed about 6 hours of Final Fantasy IX.
Damn.
Some people were in there. Chat room was kind of active for a little while. And then my save file got corrupted. So it's all gone.
I'm on disc 2 of Final Fantasy IX.
I'm on disc 3 on my PS1, but I was playing this on an emulator.
That's how that works.
So I was doing that, and I got to just past Black Waltz number 2. And
my save file was
gone. Yeah, it's all gone. But then I was thinking I should play through it again and name my 4 main characters the members of the podcast. And so when I defeat Kuja and Oz, or what the fuck is that? Necron, then it'll be like, we just defeated, like, what is Necron? Like, the boss of life or something like
yeah.
that? And Kuja, Kuja's just a man in a speedo.
I want to be Vivi.
You want to be Vivi?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking dizzy right now.
We'll make Stefan Amaranth. And Tyler, you can be Steiner.
Scott Steiner. Big bad booty daddy.
Although I don't know if I'll be able to complete the game without a white mage. Can
Is
you
that
really
supposed to mean?
Well, can you? I'm sure people do play with.
How's it get that white mage?
White mage. They're the ones that use the cure. Leaper's a black mage.
Yeah, what's up?
He uses attack spells.
Do you like Leaper?
Yeah, I like Leaper.
It's really tight, but I can't play that anymore.
Or maybe I should make Stefan. Maybe I should make Stefan Steiner, and Tyler can be Queena.
I kind of want to throw up. Queena? Queena? Really? Really?
Well, it's not a girl.
Is that necessary?
They think. Or it's not a guy.
They don't know.
It's question mark. They call it what? She?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know later this week, maybe Thursday, Friday. And maybe Saturday. I'll stream some more Final Fantasy IX. It's pretty sweet. And after I beat that, maybe I'll move on to another long, epic game.
Chrono Cross.
Long and epic.
Or Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger. I was thinking like Final Fantasy VII, but...
Well, yeah.
Or maybe the ones I haven't played. I'll play like 2 and 3 or something like that.
Well, you'll have no idea what's going on.
There's English translations, isn't there?
Yeah, they're in English.
Good. All right, so we are also going to have, in this podcast, we're going to have our first Mortal Comeback,
Giggity.
Where we'll talk about some characters, right, Stefan?
Yes.
And then we're also going to have probably the hardest trivia that you guys will ever have.
Ever.
Because it's all Tyler Swanson's questions, and he plays goofy games. And we'll have a gaming news segment in between the two.
Oh my god, my eyes hurt.
Quit playing then.
I'm not playing it anymore.
His eyes just still hurt.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Puts needles in your eyes.
I'm pretty surprised how fast I feel like nauseous. Literally, it's like within 5 minutes.
But you don't have to turn it all the way up either, though.
But still, I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. They don't need glasses for it, but, you know, I don't really want to go blind either.
Yeah, you might not go blind, but you're just going to feel sick.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the deal is.
I feel like my eyes are crossed, even though they're not. That's weird.
Hmm. That's a pretty serious medical condition, Tyler. I think you got something a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
No, no.
Someone call an ambulance now. And we'll record it live. All right, so why don't we get this trivia out of the way?
All right.
Figure if I'm going to knock you guys down, I can bring you back up with the next two segments.
Last trivia went so well.
Last trivia went fine.
That was brutal.
Last trivia was the trivia questions that we had in previous trivias. You guys did really well on those.
That was the one where Libra beat me like 10-1.
Oh, that's right. You guys got a lot of questions, but it was like all concentrated with Libra. All right, so you guys ready for trivia?
Sure, why not?
Let's do this.
All right. I say let's do this.
Well, not anymore.
Lay it on me, Raiden. Look at Leaper eating during a fucking podcast.
I know.
That makes
sense. What a shock. As he's got his 3DS.
Hope you all enjoy listening to Leaper eating.
Dude, they probably can't even hear me eating.
I could hear you eating earlier.
I'm sure they can. These microphones are really...
Yeah, when you're in front of the microphone, it's really sensitive.
It's like... I bet they can't hear me eating. I bet they can't hear that. He does it right up
that's
the
all, that's all they can hear. They can't hear me. I was talking. Like, the chewy is louder than the...
We do a console wars. It's just Leaper eating for his portion.
It's like Leaper's not even here, dude. I just noticed he had his laptop up.
Someone's
going to... PDS on, and he's eating.
Someone's going to email us and be like, your last podcast was okay, but there was like 25 minutes of someone just chewing.
Sound like 25 minutes of sex. Just.
It's like we put a microphone up to a grazing cow.
Let's do it.
All right, trivia time.
Do a barrel roll.
We're 21 questions away from determining another winner. This is Video Game Trivia on Power Up Podcast.
Eureka!
All right, we're going to start with Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler. In the game Okami.
Oh my god.
Which of these is the final boss? Orochi, Ninetales Fox, Waka, or Yami?
Orochi.
Weeper.
Yami.
Beef.
God damn it. Here we go again.
All right, Leaper. In Persona 3, which of these social links advances automatically? Death, Devil, Lovers, or Magician?
Death.
Beef.
I'm not doing this anymore. I will never play trivia again.
Rage quit.
How about this? I quit.
I quit.
It's from South Park.
I know, but you ever seen One Hit Wonders or whatever?
No.
The Wanderers.
No, I've never seen that.
Oh. It's like with Tom Hanks, and he's like telling this guy like how to do his music. He goes, oh yeah, is this snappy enough for you? I quit.
All right, Stefan. In the flower garden stage of We Love Katamari, which of these cousins can you obtain? Ichigo, Macho, Can-Can, or Havana?
Can-Can.
Tyler?
I know it's not Ichigo because that's some Bleach cartoon or whatever, so... What were the other ones? Not Can-Can.
Macho, Can-Can, Havana.
Macho.
Weeper?
Havana.
I'm going to go with Ichigo.
All right. Tyler, in Pokemon Soul Silver, which of these Pokemon is obtainable? Mewtwo, Rotom, Glaceon, or Celebi?
Celebi?
Leaper.
Mewtwo.
Like the one freaking Pokemon I haven't played.
Soul Silver? You haven't played Soul Silver?
Well, you played all the other ones?
Maybe I did.
You played Pearl, you played Diamond.
Black and White, he's cheating already. All right, Leaper. What is the name of Ryu's father in Ninja Gaiden? Ichijo?
I'm just saying, like, the last one was Ichigo.
Yeah, Ichijo, Yosuke, Joe, or Kangi.
Joe.
It is Joe.
What the fucking Joe.
I hate trivia.
You guys go over something before we get out of here?
Yeah, like this is...
I play your DS for a little bit, you look at the things.
Maybe it's goggle your balls a little bit.
Stefan, what item do you use to get into Krid's lair in Super Metroid? Power bomb, missile, ice beam, or super missile?
What was the list? I heard three. I know I heard three of them. I missed one.
Power bomb, missile, ice beam, or super missile?
Ice beam. Fuck. I don't know. Shit.
Tyler.
Who plays these
power
games?
Bomb. God damn it.
Power bomb.
Super missile.
Damn it. That's the one I was going to go with.
I know. It just seems so obvious, like super missile.
Right,
so
why would you go with the missile when you get a super missile? All
right, so far the score is Tyler 0, Leaper 5, Stefan 0.
I quit.
All right.
You talked to Swanson, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, but I did live with Tyler Swanson. I did watch him play some of these
games. That should disqualify him because, you know, that's not fair. He's,
some of these games.
He's got sexual relations with the developer of
I'm sorry, Leaper, but you were disqualified. No, I'm just kidding. Where's my thinking music? I forgot where it is.
The Jeopardy thinking music?
No, it's actually the Newlywed Game thinking music.
Oh.
Where did I put... Oh, there it is. Okay, good. I'm going to need that. Tyler? Mm-hmm. The potion power-up you can transform you into what in Zombies Ate My Neighbors? A werewolf, a vampire, a zombie, or a big purple monster?
Big purple monster.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
Nah, I was just screwing with you. He's like,
is that right?
I'm still holding on. All right, Leaper. Oh, God. In Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which Jesus. Belmont confronts Dracula at the beginning? Simon, Christopher, Richter, or Trevor?
Ooh.
The one game I know he plays.
Yeah, I have played that game. Trevor?
Stefan?
The hell's the question?
In Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which Belmont confronts Dracula at the beginning? Simon, Christopher, Richter, or Trevor?
Fuck.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Fucking these questions are lame. I'll go with Trevor.
Isn't that what Leaper said?
Yep.
I don't fucking know what he said.
Tyler?
I'll go with Richter.
Ding! Who the hell is Richter Belmont? That is not a name. Richter is not a name. It's either Rick. It's not Richter.
He's like, sir, I am not Rick. I am Richter. All right, Stefan. Which was the first RPG released for Nintendo 64? Ogre Battle 64, Quest 64, Paper Mario, or Ocarina of Time?
Quest
what?
Wasn't there a fucking answer with Quest in it?
Yeah, Quest what?
Well, reread the answer.
It's not just Quest, man.
Isn't that what he said? Just Quest?
Ogre Battle 64.
Think about it. It's
Quest
a Nintendo 64.
Okay, Quest 64. Excuse me.
Hey,
fucking Nintendo, you always have to add in your console generation and in your name.
Just want to make sure there's no ambiguity on the answer. I didn't want someone.
I meant Legend of Ocarina of Time Quest is what I
I didn't want anyone calling bullshit on this. All right, Tyler. Which Final Fantasy VII character did not appear in... God, I forgot how to pronounce this game. Erges?
Okay, when our host game, I pronounced the question.
I've played that game. I've never learned how to pronounce it. Cloud, Sephiroth, Cid, or Tifa?
Tifa.
Labor.
Cid.
Ding. Oh, I was going to say that, but I felt like that was just a fake name.
Don't. Cid? That's a fake name. Richter's more believable than Cid.
For a game like that, like it's just such a... Not, I guess not a fake, but ordinary.
All right, Leaper. Out of the levels in I Want to Be the Guy, which classic video game is not included for inspiration? Ghost and Goblins, Legend of Zelda, Kirby, or Mario?
Kirby.
You read the answers.
Ghost and Goblins, Legend of Zelda, Kirby, or Mario?
And what was the question?
Out of the levels in I Want to Be the Guy, which classic video game is not included for inspiration?
Gonna go with Ghost and Goblins, I guess. Who makes these games? Fuck you, Tyler Swanson. Fuck you.
Zelda? Mario?
It is Mario.
Wow, that was not an inspiration in that game.
No. They have, like, Punch-Out and Ghosts and Goblins and Legend of Zelda and stuff like that.
Every game is inspired by Mario. I don't even care what it is. Call of Duty is inspired by Mario and stuff.
All right, Stefan. In Persona 4, which new arcane is introduced? The World of Arcana, Universe of Arcana, Hermit Arcana, or Hangman Arcana?
We'll go with Arcana.
It's not you.
Arcana. Yeah. Just assume I said the right answer. I'm going to go with Hermit.
You agree with that? Yeah. Okay. Well, you'd be wrong. I was going to say, I can just cut this down for you to the World, Universe, Hermit, and Hangman. You all know what the last word is. It's Arcana.
Hangman.
Leaper.
Universe.
It's the World.
I got it.
You guys disappoint me. Like, if this were me, I would know all the answers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mostly because I have the sheet in front of me. All right, Tyler. In Skies of Arcadia, Venus's weapon, Cupel, can transform into each of these weapons except a sword, a frying pan, a hammer, or a mace.
A frying pan?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, you sounded confused. Like,
oh my god, he turns into a frying pan. They consider it a weapon.
Leaper?
A mace.
Ding!
I've played that game several times.
Fucking retarded.
I love that game. It's awesome.
All right, Leaper. In No More Heroes, what is Travis's cat's name? Chitsu, Fuffles, Jean, or Buster?
Fuffles.
I think you just like that name.
Steph.
Yep, I did.
Zane.
That was your answer.
Zane? What the hell is the name then at the last
Chitsu,
one?
Fuffles, Jean, or Buster?
When the fuck was a Zane? I heard a Zane, damn.
There was no Zane.
I heard a fucking Zane. I heard a Zane.
Oh my god.
You clearly cannot play Pokemon.
I'm gonna go throw up. I'm not playing Pokemon. I'm gonna go throw up now.
Alright. Tyler.
There was a Zane, damn.
There was not a Zane.
I'm gonna rewind this fucking episode. Buster. And there was a Zane. It was the last answer you said.
Oh, you got it. It was Gene. Alright, Tyler. Which of these video game characters is not a robot? Aegis, Dr. Robotnik, Teo, or Cosmos?
Cosmos?
Oh, Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
It is Dr. Robotnik.
Wow. I thought about that after a second. Ah, fuck it.
Alright, Leaper. Ayla uses what weapon to fight with in Chrono Trigger? A sword, a spear, claws, or a staff?
Claws.
Ding.
Penis.
All right, Stefan.
Zane.
Attack dogs. In Mega Man X3, which of these robot masters does not appear? Volt Catfish, Boomer Kawanger, Tunnel Rhino, or Neon Tiger?
What was the first one?
Volt Zane. Catfish.
I'm going to go with Neon Tiger.
Neon Tiger. I lost my place. Oh. All right, Tyler.
Volt Catfish.
Volt Catfish. Leaper.
Boomer Kawanger.
Yeah, fuck you.
Ding.
And you know what, Swanson?
Just, like,
Swanson, if you're listening right now, fuck you too.
No.
What are you doing? I'm trying to have my feet up.
All right. To make things interesting, just for the hell of it, Leaper, your correct answers are now worth 1 point. Everyone else, they're worth 3 points.
Okay.
Is this almost over?
It's almost over. God. Relax. All right, Tyler. Which of these worlds does not appear in Super Mario World? Chocolate Island, Vanilla Dome, Donut Plains, or Ice Cream Valley?
Donut Plains?
Leaper?
Ice Cream Valley.
Ding!
All right, Leaper. Which of these Pokemon can you not take a picture of in Pokemon Snap? Moltres, Haunter, Arcanine, or Caterpie?
Haunter.
Damn it. Stefan.
What were the other three answers, Zane?
Moltres, Haunter, Arcanine, and Caterpie.
Arcanine. Gosh!
Tyler.
Moltres.
Fucking Caterpie. Caterpie. Only a Metapod or whatever that damn thing is.
All right, Stefan. In Fire Emblem 6, what is Aster's class? Swordmaster, Paladin, Thief, or Berserker?
Berserker.
Tyler?
You just pick one for me from now on. Make sure it's the wrong one.
Zane.
All right.
What are the answers again?
Swordmaster. It doesn't matter.
Swordmaster.
Reaper?
Paladin.
It's Thief. All right, last question. Tyler. In Eco, at the start of the game, what is used to open the first idol gate? A sword, a stone, a song, or a spell?
My penis. I'm gonna go with a song.
Leaper.
A stone.
Stefan.
I didn't hear the answer, so just fucking Zane.
It is a sword.
It doesn't matter. I would have gotten the damn thing right. I got one.
You can at least get one.
All right, so the final score is Tyler 2.
Tyler Swanson. Bastard.
Tyler 2, Stefan 1, Leaper 11.
I got second.
Damn.
Yo, Leaper, fuck you, all right?
This is the dumbest trivia. Yeah.
Normally I'd be like, hey, but I didn't make up the questions.
It was like, I could pick a bunch of fucking games that you guys have never played either. Yeah. Be like, yeah, here. Just throw a dart in the wall and then Leaper gets lucky. Cock bang. Yeah, look at you.
Maybe
look at you. Answer, so. You didn't know. You got lucky.
Tell you what, me and Stefan, we're going to live together for a while. Then we're going to make up a bunch of fucking video games that you guys haven't played. And then we'll see who
wins.
Don't
throw me in on this. I didn't.
No, I'm not throwing you in it.
I didn't conspire.
When I say you guys, I mean Leaper.
When I say something plural, I mean
Tyler
a person singular.
Come up with these.
Oh, whatever. You didn't tell me anything. You just probably like, all right,
I was just talking to Tyler on Skype, and he helped me with some questions. He came up with some.
Fuck.
Maybe next time I'll try and think of games that Leaper hasn't played.
Hey. That'll go.
And Leaper still wins. The score is Leaper 12. Alright, so that'll do it for trivia. You guys ready for gaming news?
Yeah.
Lay it on me, Raiden. Again.
Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're gonna need it. Here's gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
All right. First up, last week we talked about Metacritic now ranking iPad and iPhone games. They are now rating humans.
So I can put my name in there and see where I rank.
They are rating companies and giving them like a score based on the average score of the games they've released. Some people, I mean, this article that I read this off of is kind of getting their panties up in a bunch about this. Talking about, like, how can you put a number score next to a company, and I'm just thinking, it's not that important. I mean, some people really freak out over, like, number rankings, and it's like, they're nice to see, but just don't put too much stock into them, you know? Right? Anyone agree?
Stock?
Agreed.
Like, stock prices. No. Stock prices, like, butt sex.
Next up, who's that Pokemon?
It's Roggenrola.
Nope. There was a quiz by Sporkle to figure out which Pokemon are the least recognizable in each generation.
Huh.
And they've come up with five Pokemon from each generation that people can't recognize or recognize under about 42% of people.
Let's see if I can guess one.
Out of Generation 5, they are the 5 lowest ones, actually.
So, like, you're saying number 5, people can't...
Yeah, a lot of people don't recognize Pokemon in Generation 5.
Gotcha.
Like,
I don't even know any. I know, like, the...
I can't even, like... I can pronounce Stunfisk. 20.5% of people...
I caught that one.
Stunfisk?
Yeah, it's all right.
20.5% of people recognize
Stunfisk. It's like a fish.
The lowest recognizable one is Behem, or...
Behem? What about Beher?
It's 15.6%.
Damn.
Out of Generation 1, can you guys guess what is the least recognizable Pokemon from Generation 1?
Pikachu. Good one.
Execute.
Oh, you're close. That's the second least. That's...
Yes. Tangela.
And I meant you're close as in you're really close. As in...
Executor.
Executor, yes.
Yeah.
Executor.
I had that.
Yeah, I got one of them too.
Followed by Lickitung, Kingler, and Marowak.
Marowak.
I love Marowak.
They have all the... Oh, by the way, like, they have all the new Pokemon still, or the old Pokemon in Black and White.
Cool.
They don't have Generation 1, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Tyler says so. He's played a lot
there's
of
Marowak. There's a part that's like, you go the opposite way, typically, in story mode, and there's like, there's forests, and pretty much every Pokemon from in there is from, like, Red.
You get like a freaking Snorlax or something there?
Yeah, there's Snorlax, there's
Do you need a Pokeflute for it?
No.
Or do you just like... Is it like
yeah,
a
it's not like a Pokeflute thing.
I got there that Pokeflute, dog.
Pidgeotto.
Fuck a Pidgeotto.
Tangela.
I like Tangela.
But yeah, pretty much all the classics.
What about Oddish?
It's like there's like Pokemon from each generation.
Ah, I see. Is Exeggutor in there?
No.
Is executing.
Executor. Oh,
no.
Okay, next up. Nintendo 3DS reviewed by CNN's Hardcore Gamer. Hilarity ensues on the review.
Is it Bill O'Reilly?
No, it's not Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, wait, he's Fox News. Never mind.
There's a video for the review of the 3DS, and this guy, he makes some points that's like, okay, that's your opinion. He makes some things that are just like, well, I don't get why you need to make that statement. There's other things that he's completely misinformed. And this is CNN's guy that reviews all their video games and consoles.
Hmm.
First thing he said that... I could see that's his opinion, but I don't necessarily think it's a good one. I don't know. I don't know how to put that. But he said, instead of getting a 3DS, you should get like an iPhone or an iPod Touch because they have more games and it's a cheaper system.
What?
I know. And at first I'm thinking like, sweet, I can play Paper Toss and Angry Birds.
Yeah.
And I guess really? Final Fantasy 3, but still, I mean, like, if you don't like that, then what are you going to play? One of the things he said that made me go, well, duh. He said the graphics are not PS3 quality.
Well, not supposed to be.
The 3DS, right?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, he reviewed the 3DS and said, definitely not PS3 quality.
Like almost Wii graphics, almost.
Yeah.
Then here's a couple dumb things he said that just made me go, where the hell have you been? He said the 3DS uses cartridges which have not been seen since the original Game Boy.
What?
What is wrong
all
with this
the DS's used cartridges.
Was God. He like put under scrutiny for this? I hope so.
A lot of people are being like, dude, what the hell?
I hope he gets fired.
I hope he dies.
He also
jeez.
Just kidding.
He also was making fun of the 3DS stylus, saying we haven't seen a stylus since the early 2000 smartphones or like Blackberries and stuff like that, the PDAs. And
he's talking about the 3DS, not any other
3DS.
Here.
He's talking about the 3DS.
That makes zero sense.
Which he said we haven't seen cartridges since Game Boy, which is wrong. We've seen cartridges in every DS. And then he said we haven't seen the stylus since early 2000s PDAs, which we've also seen the stylus in like every DS.
God.
Where has he been?
I hate people.
I hate
sometimes.
People that try and talk like they know something but don't know anything.
They probably just found some guy out the street like, hey. You want
a job?
Yeah. I mean, I think CNN, they should probably stick to what they know, and it's obviously not video games.
Yeah, this guy, apparently, like, I've heard, like, he's just, his video game reviews are, like, always kind of ambiguous. He doesn't, like, take a stance on anything, but now this is just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, this was dumb.
Now I know why he doesn't take on stance on anything, because he's freaking retarded.
Yeah. All right, next story. World of Warcraft players offers a $1,000 bribe to have his account ban lifted.
Damn.
Jeez.
Because that's what Blizzard Entertainment needs, a whole $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
People who make one of the best real-time strategy games ever, StarCraft.
If I got banned on a game, like, I would not spend $1,000. I'd just play a different
game.
That's
just taking it too far.
Or just make another account.
Yeah, or make another account, too.
Dude, obviously, that's probably his life right there. Like, when he got banned, he probably, like, cried for days.
Maybe he planned on selling that account.
Well, that's probably why it was banned.
Yeah, probably. All right, King of Kong stars finally go head-to-head. There was an arcade in New Jersey that brought the 10 best King Kong player or Donkey Kong players together. I got messed up by the headline. But brought the best Donkey Kong players together to play Donkey Kong to see who'd come out the winner. Originally, the winner was Steve Wiebe. Billy Mitchell placed 6th. About half an hour after Steve Wiebe placed his high score, Hank Chin came back and reclaimed the high score.
Hank Chin, nice. Reminds me of, like, Action Hank. The Crimson Chin.
So, yes, all these people were playing live, head-to-head, at this arcade in New Jersey.
Billy Mitchell never plays live. What? He always sends in tapes.
He did here. He played live.
That's why he plays 6.
Yeah, that's why he plays 6. All right, Duke Nukem Forever has been delayed.
Delayed.
Uh-huh.
Until June 14th, 2011.
I'm sorry,
that's
people.
Not that far away.
I didn't mean to laugh at you.
Yeah, so it got delayed, 2-3 weeks? So
yeah, it's really not that long.
And, you know,
I'm okay with that.
Me and Tim were talking about it. It's like, would you rather have the game on time? Would you rather, like, be buggy? Or have the game, like, 3 weeks later? And
well, goddamn, they've had 14 years of development. It better not be buggy.
Yeah, but it's also been on, like, 5 different systems.
Yeah. Originally scheduled for the NES. Duke Nukem.
The only system that stayed the same is a computer, but, you know, this computer you bought, like, 3 months ago is old.
All right, and so I think it was last week or the week before that I mentioned that Call of Duty Black Ops has become the best-selling game of all time.
Ever.
Well, of this generation. Well, some numbers were crunched. Some people were fired. And a new article came out on G4 that mentions that there is a new game that has sold the most, or has the most revenue. Not sold the most games, per se. I guess they're at the same price, though, so it would be more games. And this is not counting DLC. Can you guys guess which game has brought in the most money?
Super Mario Brothers?
Of this generation. 3.
New Super Mario
Brothers. No, it's not New Super Mario Brothers.
Halo Reach?
Sorry. New Super Mario Brothers Wii. I know that's important to put that on there.
Don't even give you that, because one time you thought Tyler said something slightly off and you wanted to take a point away from him.
That.
So I'm just making sure everything stays the same.
Zane.
What about Grand Theft Auto 4?
No. All right, it is Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
God. Who still cared by 3?
That's the game that people bought and then didn't care. They didn't care after 3. It was like 1, sweet, 2, awesome. Oh my god, I can't wait for 3. Oh shit, I'm not buying the next one.
You're like, ooh, that's it. Game over.
Game over, man. Game over.
I personally don't see what the big deal was about Guitar Hero.
It was fun for a bit, but it's not like, you know.
Yeah, it was fine, but yeah, it wasn't fun forever. It was one of those, like, party games. You're like, guys, let's play Guitar Hero.
Now they got games where you actually play, like, a freaking guitar. Like,
yeah.
Strings and all.
I'm sure that game probably won't sell well at all.
No.
Because people don't want to actually, like, learn how to play the guitar. You know what I always hated about Guitar Hero is, like, when you play it, someone would always go, why don't you learn how to play a real guitar? It's like, think of all the games. Like, think of a war game.
Why don't you learn how to kill real insurgents?
Do any soldiers go, why don't you fight a real war? Or like when you play like a basketball game, has any basketball players been like, why don't you play real basketball?
Why don't you become a real pro?
So it's like, okay, we get it. You can play the guitar. All right, and that'll do it for gaming news.
Gaming news.
Right. Uh-oh! So you guys ready for that Mortal Kombat?
Yeah!
Starting our lead up to Mortal Kombat coming out.
3 weeks.
I'm so excited.
You know what I should do? When was the first Mortal Kombat released?
And I know.
1992.
I should dress in 1992 clothes and show up to when you guys are first playing it and be like, man, I'm ready for some of that Mortal Kombat. That would be hilarious.
So what you're saying is you would wear...
Zubas.
Oh, yeah. Anything but that.
All right, so continuing our tradition, that's really only one segment of tradition, which was the Halo Reach Around. We do have a pretty overproduced and extreme drop for this. So let's do some Mortal Kombat.
Enjoy.
Mortal Kombat!
Leaper versus
Steph.
Versus
Matt
versus
Tyler.
Fight!
All day, baby, all day.
You're fired.
Top two!
Who's gonna try now?
How dare you defeat me in a console wars?
Finish him!
Friendship?
Friendship again?
Never again.
Animality.
Can't decide, is that explosion killing the crowd? I didn't decide, I just thought it was funny, so I put it in there. Alright, so Mortal Kombat. This week we'll be talking about characters that you'll see in the new Mortal Kombat game. So, take it away.
Well, you'll see characters like the classic ones, like from the first Mortal Kombat, Sub-Zero, Raiden, Scorpion, Johnny Cage.
Did you just say Rain?
No, I said Raiden.
Did you say Zane?
No.
Okay. Because he's not in the game.
I think Libra's just name dropping right now. You know, like Sub-Zero and Scorpion, they'll be in it. Yeah.
And Johnny Cage. And
fucking
Raiden.
Johnny Cage. Johnny Cage is my boy. Yeah. He's just the only one I've played with yet.
Noob. Ready for noob.
That's because you are a noob.
Fuck you.
So, like, what are some of the things you will see with the characters? Like, their moods or their fatalities or X-rays. What's cool about them?
First, I'll list off the actual, like, character list. Okay. I have it with me. Without spoiling any of, like, the secret ones, because I'm not that... I mean, I don't know.
We are not a spoiler podcast.
Exactly.
Well, occasionally.
So, I'll leave out two or three of the characters that are kind of like surprises, but, the main ones are, like Leapro's trying to say, it's for Mortal Kombat 1 through 3, for the most part, so you're going to see almost all of them, except for, I think, Rain and Motaro are the only ones left out, and they weren't really, like, big, huge fan favorites anyways. Out of all the characters, they were probably the least favorite of them all. There are Rain fans, but oh well.
I like Rain.
But they
DLC,
don't count.
Yeah, DLC maybe. Anyways, right, you got Scorpion, Liu Kang, Kung Lao, Sub-Zero, Sindel, Ermac, Reptile, Katana, Johnny Cage, Jade, Melina, Nightwolf, Cyrax, Noob Saibot, Smoke, Sektor, Sonya, Kano, Jax, Striker, Shang Tsung, Baraka, Cabal, Raiden.
So that's, Sleepy, Dopey.
Yeah. In total, there's around 28 or 29 total characters, something around that range. PS3 version has Kratos as well.
Yeah, PS3 seems very excited about that.
What each character has to offer is basically they all feel like unique. I mean, just from the demo, you could tell the difference between you didn't, but I mean, like, you played as all of them, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
You tried them all at least once.
I tried them all.
Is that supposed to be that I'm not good enough for Mortal Kombat? That I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I tried them all, but, you know, it's just Scorpion.
Gotta
but
try them all.
But, yeah, so they all feel, like, really different. Some are slow but more powerful, like Sub-Zero was. Some are, like, combo-heavy, but, like, they're easy to combo with, kind of like a Johnny Cage, but they do less damage because they're so easily comboed. So he may get, like, really easy combos, but he's going to do less damage. So some are quicker, like Johnny Cage is probably the fastest, along with Scorpion in the demo.
Some are just douchebag characters, like Johnny Cage.
And then, all right, and what each character has to offer is beyond the unique feel. They all have intro animations, so they do a little intro animation, like Johnny Cage does his shadow kick, and he's like, I make this look easy, and Sub-Zero makes himself out of ice. Says this your this will be your last fight. Stuff like that. So every character has one of those. They have round winning animations. So Johnny Cage says, "Damn, I'm good," and stuff like that.
Whoa. He says, "Damn."
Damn, I'm good.
There's actually cussing in it, I think.
Oh,
a few
my
words.
God.
Oh, my.
But anyways,
I don't
like,
know
bitch.
If I should let my children play this game now.
Oh, well. That was the deciding factor. Right?
The violence was okay, but I can't handle
it. That's ridiculous. Like, I hear parents say that all the time.
No, it's
we
more like nudity.
Violence,
like, we don't care about the violence, but the nudity, wow, that is where we draw the line.
No, like, I've heard parents say, the violence is okay, but we draw the line at bad language. Are you shitting me?
You would think, if anything, you'd draw the line at violence. Bad language isn't going to kill somebody.
Well, I went to GameStop today to
get
this. I watched a kid totally got denied. He wanted Red Dead Redemption, and his mom was like, no.
Do you guys remember South Park where Kyle's mom was like, horrible, implorable violence is okay just as long as you don't swear?
Unless you make a sword that looks like the word shit, and you stab someone with it.
You can say, I stab you with shit.
All right, and then you have like you have ending animations, of course. Melina, where she jumps on the camera and kind of like looks at it all fucked up, like.
Dude, that's scary.
Yeah,
it is.
Fuck that up.
And Sub-Zero freezes like the screen, and Scorpion ascends into the Nether Realm, down to hell. So or descends, I should say. But then you have, of course, you have the X-ray move. Each character has X-ray moves and like four specials plus. Enhanced specials for each of the specials.
I like Johnny Cage's X-ray move because I get my ass kicked enough that like when
it's a parry.
Yeah, like I can hold back both R2 and L2 and then have someone attack.
Nut crunch somebody like five times.
That's why I hate Johnny Cage, because it freaking like combo like hell of Scorpion.
Yeah, the X-rays are different. Some are more powerful. Some are like the less powerful ones are the ones that can be comboed into. So like Sub-Zero's doesn't do as much damage because you can do like a combo leading into it. Whereas Johnny Cage's does a shitload of damage because you can't combo into a parry because you need somebody to hit you. So you basically just got to time it out right when somebody's about to punch, and then you throw it out there. And so it's reversals, so to speak.
Scorpion's counter. Is pretty powerful, and it's pretty good to use because he teleports.
Yeah, but it's not as easily into a combo as Sub-Zero's, and that's why. Because Sub-Zero's is just a charge.
It's just...
Yeah. And then, so each character has an X-ray. Unlike Marvel vs. Capcom and other Capcom games like Street Fighter 4, each character has an alternate costume on the disc that you do not have to buy.
So, yeah, it's got different colors, I'm sure.
So, yeah, alternate costumes look pretty sweet. Johnny Cage's is like a blue suit. It's pretty snazzy. It's
like
from
with,
like the...
Like with a tie or something?
It's got like a bow tie and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, no, actually, it has a tie. But, yeah, it's a suit. So he's wearing like a blue suit with a tie and all that. Because it's from the original like Mortal Kombat comic is where they... got that from.
Well, that and then Mortal Kombat 4, didn't he have a suit?
He had like
ultimate?
A black suit, tuxedo. But anyways, and then Ermac has like this awesome one where it's kind of like a... He's got like a hood, kind of like noob in a way, and then an actual mask like a ninja wears, so he doesn't have the wraps on his face like in his original.
Yeah, I didn't really like
and like
that.
A different type of like... It's got like a... Like kind of like a cape looking thing. I don't want to say cape because you think from the shoulders down, but it's kind of like his... Like attire goes into a cape,
so it's like a skirt,
like a really big,
like, like the end of a trench coat, but it's not actually a coat. It just goes off of what he's wearing, like his ninja attire, or whatever. So yeah, alternate attires offer a different like look and much cooler than you see from Capcom. Anyways, I'm not bashing on Capcom as much as it seems, but like when you get like a Ryu like alternate attire that you pay for, it's usually not that different. Their characters don't look a lot. Like very
although
different.
I will say,
like
Nintendo must have put a stop to Capcom, because on the Super Street Fighter 4 3D version, it has everything, alternate costumes, all the characters, everything.
Yeah,
they probably put it on there because no one's gonna buy it.
Yeah, no one's gonna buy it on the Wii.
Especially
because
you can map out your combos
console.
And people are just gonna flip balls over that.
Yeah.
All right, but so yeah, each character has one alternate costume on the disc at least. Then you can get more for pre-order and shit like that, and. Supposedly they might be on the disc themselves, so who knows. There's at least two fatalities per person, and supposedly there's a non-fatality per person, like a friendship or something like that. So
nice.
And then some characters like Scorpion and Sub-Zero and Reptile have a third fatality,
Ooh, yeah.
like a
yeah.
classic fatality. So there's a lot to offer.
Yeah, the retro,
like, per character.
The retro fatality for Scorpion, it's where he pulls his face.
Yeah, it's his toasty fatality from the old NK
games. Pulls
his
face off like a face off.
Sub-Zero's is the spine rip from Mortal Kombat 1 and stuff like that. So, yeah,
the double spine rip.
So yeah, there's a lot to offer per character. It's just really amazing, and each character is just like bleeding personality, pun intended. They are, like, literally.
I'm
so impressed with, like, the character work. All the characters really have impressed me. Oh, well, almost all. Some kind of lame, but
not just the characters either, but just the backgrounds.
Well, yeah, that's getting into arenas. I don't know if you want to talk about that now. I don't know if those would make a good
segue for
discussion
next
on. Well, I mean, I don't know how much we could talk about arenas. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, let's, like, throw it in now.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then for arenas, I have a list, just in case, because if we did use
I'm totally not prepared.
I'm so prepared for this.
All right, here's the arenas in the game. And not to keep comparing this to Marvel vs. Capcom, because I don't want to be one of those guys, but I'm going to be that guy.
He's like, I'm not trying to put
because
down Marvel
really,
vs. Capcom,
I mean,
but fuck
you.
I didn't like that game.
You can back me up on this. It's just, it was very bare bones and lackluster in terms of what they had to offer.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
So let me just say, Marvel vs. Capcom had three, our Marvel vs. Capcom 3 had 9 total levels that they offered, one of them being a training arena, which is just like a grid background, like in Street Fighter. So technically 8. But Mortal Kombat has 25 unique ones, and then 4 more, or 4 or 5 more, like alternate version, like day versions of the ones.
Day
in there.
And
so you
night.
Have like a day version of the pit with like shit flying through the sky and ash coming down from the volcano and stuff like that.
Nice.
So it's pretty sweet. But anyways, here's the arenas, and they're all from old school Mortal Kombat remade, and they look fantastic, by the way. Shang Tsung's throne room, Soul Chamber, the Deadpool, Jade's Desert, the Pit, the Subway, Goro's Lair, the Armory, Garden Shrine, the Living Forest, Shao Kahn's throne room, the Graveyard, Khan's Coliseum, the Pit Bottom, Evil Monastery Tower, the Bell Tower, the Wastelands, City Rooftops, the Bridge, the Cathedral, Scorpion's Lair, the Courtyard, and if you're playing on PS3, Kratos has his own stage called Mount Olympus from the God of War games. So, yeah, there's a lot there to offer. And then, like I said, there's 4 or 5 alternate versions, like day and night versions of some of those arenas, and they just look amazing. I mean, just in the demo, the pit and the Living Forest just look great. Like, the amount of detail in the backgrounds. They said something like when they switch back to the 2D plane, so they no longer do like 3D arenas, of course.
They were able to
concentrate. Yeah, they were able to pack in so much more detail, not only in the character models, but the environments, and you can just tell. Like, this is the only fighting game that uses the Unreal Engine, you know, what Gears uses and Unreal Tournament and all that kind of stuff. So it's the only fighting game that uses it, and it had to be specially made for use in a fighting game. And it looks amazing. I couldn't be like more impressed by the graphics right now.
I've never seen a fighting game with such great like levels like that, with such detail.
Yeah, you got like lighting and shadows. Like some of the levels, like the cathedral has the light coming in through the stained glass, and it's just like goes there, and the shadows are like perfect. And some of the levels have multiple light sources, which is hard to do apparently. Mm-hmm. Like Goro's Lair has like 3 or 4 different light sources, so you have shadows going on the wall, and then the foreground, the back, or like behind the characters. So got multiple shadows and stuff like that interacting.
Feed people to fucking trees.
Yeah, another part of the arenas is there's a lot of stage fatalities more than ever before. Like, I think half the stages at least have stage fatalities, and it's rumored by the MK Twitter or whatever that some stages will have more than one stage fatality. So they'll have like multiple. So maybe in like the Living Forest, you could throw them in the tree, or then maybe
get, like,
hang
tangled
them by the vines or something like that and shit. So who knows? But yeah, it's pretty insane. I'm blown away by the arenas and the characters, both like in their presentation, graphics, and they're just excellent.
Let's put it this way: it's such a great game that we've been playing the demo with 4 characters, and it still hasn't gotten old.
Like, yeah, I've played that for like 15 hours at least so far. Yeah.
I know, and as someone that like, I've played Mortal Kombat, and I'm like, yeah, this is good. But usually, I'll play like a couple when Stefan's like, hey, you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, I'll play, and then I'll be like, I just want to watch. Now I'm like, fucking give me a controller.
Yeah.
Just don't ever play against Austin.
I want to play. I don't.
Let's let it go.
I don't know what I could have done.
It's stupid. But yeah. All right. But yeah, characters and arenas. There's just so much to offer. I can't. There's only like maybe one or two characters that I don't even like want to play as. Whereas in most games, like.
You only want to play like
three. You only want to play like four or five characters, and that's all you ever play as is those four or five characters. That's how every MK game has been for me. And this one, there's at least 11 or 12 characters that I can name off the top of my head that I want to play.
I
want to
play as Nightwolf.
And do it well. I heard he's really awesome.
Nightwolf is going to be tight.
I mean, I think what makes it so special too is that they all play so differently.
Yeah, there's just so much to offer. Like, I mean... Without like being able to show you video, it's kind of hard to like actually show you exactly what each character has to offer and how awesome everything
is. Is there like a
looks.
YouTube video on it?
Because
I could put that in podcast
links. There's plenty of YouTube.
I know,
just look up.
Is there like one good one? Or should I?
Is there at least one good one?
I mean, no, like yeah, one that
like,
one video that puts
a compilation.
With each, like,
you know what? I'll just search for like Mortal Kombat. Characters in YouTube or something. Yeah. I'll put the search link up.
Something like that, yeah. Mortal Kombat 9. Just search Mortal Kombat 9 or Mortal Kombat 2011.
Okay.
And people will find all sorts of awesome videos. But yeah, and the same goes for arenas. I think there's only one, maybe two arenas that I'm not like super impressed by, but they're still okay. Like I still like them, but I'm not like blown away. But whereas all the other ones, I'm just like, never before in the MK games have I ever been like, dying to play on like certain arenas, like like there's certain arenas with stage fatalities that you want to get, you know, but there's never been like visually an arena that like, oh man, I really want to play on this arena because it has great visuals or just I like the background of it. Whereas in this game, I think the Bell Tower and maybe Jade's Desert are the only two that I'm not like super in love with, but I don't hate them either. So but yeah, so there's a lot to offer. I will be very disappointed if this game doesn't get some high ratings.
Some sort of recognition around here?
Yeah, like, I mean, a lot of people say gameplay, gameplay, gameplay. Even we said gameplay, gameplay, gameplay. And this Mortal Kombat has the gameplay. But let's say people don't find it as good as Marvel vs. Capcom's gameplay. Let's just say there are people out there that just prefer Marvel vs. Capcom and they think Mortal Kombat's just not as good. It's not terrible, but it's just not as good. Okay, so you take that into account. The gameplay is just not as good. The fact that it has all these other things to offer, which we haven't even begun to talk about, the story, the challenge tower, the online modes, the crypt, etc. So we haven't even been talking about the modes, but just between like characters and stages and the alternate attires for free, the multiple finishers for people and stuff like that, there's just so much quality and detail put into this game that it should get special recognition for that, like meaning it should affect the rating in a positive way with how much it offers. They gave, like, IGN, just going to throw that out there, they give Marvel vs. Capcom 3 an 8.5, and that was very bare bones, but a lot of people thought the gameplay was pretty fun. So just based on gameplay alone, it got an 8.5. That's not, you know, it was lackluster on stages, which people mentioned in their reviews, and the character roster wasn't very good. You know, it had, like, half good characters, et cetera, et cetera, and it was lacking a lot of modes. Well, if that can get an 8.5, then Mortal Kombat should get like a 9. Well, not a 10. It
should get a 14.
But yeah, it should get if it at least doesn't get an 8.5, I will be very annoyed and just think there's biasm going on. Like maybe there's just not Mortal Kombat fans in the IGN department. Like there is Marvel vs. Capcom, but still. But yeah.
Yep, there is a ton of stuff in Mortal Kombat.
Tons.
We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet. Or the tip of the penis.
Or with the Titanic. Because that would blow. Because if we get near the rest of the iceberg, we'll be fucked. We start sinking. Just sinking into the floor here. But, yeah, we'll definitely have more Mortal Kombat information next week. What are we doing next week? You want to do, like, different modes or, like, the crypt or something like that?
I'm trying to think.
There's plenty of modes we could talk about.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what we're going to do for each week. Yeah, we'll talk about probably modes, we'll just say, probably, on that.
Okay. So we'll say probably modes next week.
Yeah.
Probably.
Most likely.
Probably. Maybe.
Probably, most likely, maybe.
It'll be either modes or we'll talk about Zane.
Yeah.
Talk about Zane. All right, so that'll conclude our Mortal Kombat section, and that'll do it for the podcast for this week. Now, remember, I'll be posting all our links to all our stories and the YouTube videos this week on our Facebook page in our little discussion section. Also, if you haven't been to our Justin TV channel, stop by sometime around Thursday or Friday, and I'll be streaming more games. So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.